We begin the Garden City High School Coaches Show with some volleyball. It's been a while since we've had you ladies on. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming back, of course. We got Taylor Mesa and Mackenzie Lucas. I had to check on your last name there. I called you Lewis the very first time I think I ever called your name, and it's not. It's Lucas. Two of the seniors from the volleyball team standing in here for us. And ladies, we'll get right down to it. It's been a busy, busy stretch for you guys. 9 matches in 7 days, and it hasn't been easy competition. I mean, there really isn't easy competition out there when you get to this point. I shouldn't say easy, but a little bit more manageable games, because it's been a grind for you guys. I mean, what has that been like? We kind of came in, and I said, well, you're getting a little bit of a break. And you guys said, yeah, kind of. But Mackenzie, we can start with you and then bounce down to Taylor, but what was it like just playing all that volleyball in such a short amount of time?
Not only is it physically draining, but it's also mentally draining, because we have to just be on top of our game all of the time. And I think that's honestly where we struggled these past couple of matches. Last Tuesday when we went to Hayes, we didn't show up ready to play, and we just weren't all there. And then this last weekend in McPherson, it was tough for us, so... Yeah, it's physically and mentally draining for everybody involved.
Yeah, and to add on to what Mackenzie said, it is. It's very physically and mentally draining as a student athlete, just as it is. And when you're playing so many matches in a row, it's a lot, especially when it comes down to volleyball. You have best out of 3 sets, and 3 being the worst, best case possible, I guess you could say, because you could tie it and still have it go your way. But it definitely is mentally draining, and it takes a lot. And I agree. I think that's where we lacked a lot over this past week, was just mental toughness. And we've been talking about that a lot in our gym lately. So we hope to bounce back from it for this week.
And Mackenzie, back to your point about just trying to stay focused and trying to stay engaged. I mean, you two ladies, and as well as Cassidy, obviously she's battling through some injuries, are the only 3 seniors on this team really that get consistent playing time. That's not a lot as far as it goes for a senior class. And I know Coach Bailey, if she is listening, will probably kind of shake her head a little bit at me, because we always say it's a young team. It's a young team on paper. Overall, by class age, it's a very young team. And you guys have played a lot of volleyball, so maybe not in the sense of experience, but in class. And sometimes it's hard. Even in this point of the season, it is hard to stay engaged, hard to stay locked in. As seniors, you know, you guys have talked about mental toughness, but what are some of those things you're doing maybe in the gym or during the matches that – can kind of boost the team, can kind of keep that focus and bring it back in some instances?
Honestly, like in practice, we have to give it our all. That's where we really focus on it. And like you said, like, it's tough. But practice is mainly where we focus on it. We try to uplift each other during those practices, focus on being vocal and having our confidence and bringing up our maturity. And honestly, like in McPherson, we fell short because we weren't very mature and we didn't focus on the next ball and we just weren't tough like we usually are.
Yeah, I would have to agree on that. And especially as being seniors, when things do fall apart in that sense, they turn to us and like, oh, like what do we do? Because, you know, you're the oldest on the team and it's really hard. I think I can speak for both, all 3 of us, me, Mackenzie, and Cassidy. It's really hard on us because we know we have to keep that mental toughness a lot more than I would say the rest of the team has to, because they look to us for that sense of like comfort and contentness. So yeah, I just think a lot over the weekend we just fell short a lot of the time, and that got us to where we are right now.
And while it might have been a 2 or 3 trip, 5 matches all in one day, I mean, just a full Saturday packed of volleyball, really. You guys still stand at 19-12. You're still 2 games above where you were at last season and where you finished. So it's moving in the right direction. I mean, you think you guys are 1 of 5 teams now with 16 or 17 plus wins in 6A West. So there's a lot on the line still in this point of the season. And I know it's been a lot. I know the intensity's been high. But you guys are fighting for a sub-state home court advantage in a sense. And you guys are right on the edge there, 5th. I think you were 2 games back last we checked. You've got a lot of matches ahead of you guys, not only this week, well, really just this week. This is the final week of the season, I should say, ahead to try to take advantage of some of those things. You said mental toughness was something you guys focused on probably yesterday and today. But what is the focus? What is outside of mental toughness, if you kind of sum it up and put it together, what is something that maybe is kind of changed in practice, not from a sense of scheme or how you guys want to play the game, but just in a sense of mentality?
Focusing on the next ball. Like, we get in our heads a lot when we play, so we really are trying to focus on if we make a mistake, we go back, we play defense, we make up for our mistake. And by doing that, that could potentially put us to host sub-state next weekend. So,
yeah, I think another focus, too, is just winning. Yeah. A lot of the time, right now, it is really crucial. Wins and losses are really crucial to us right now. So I think winning is definitely on our mindset. With WAC coming up this Saturday, that'll be a huge, huge thing for us. We have a busy week. So I think, yeah, just focusing on working hard, playing as a team, and wins will follow with good effort and good sportsmanship.
Taylor, I want to swing it down to you real quick, that next ball mentality. You receive a lot on this team, and I feel like that's a part of the game that gets very underlooked because there's so much going on after the fact, after the ball comes across the net. I mean, you got 206 coming in to tonight. That's a lot. That's a lot of times that ball. You're the first touch. You know, what is that responsibility like for you, and how do you kind of handle some of that pressure that comes with it?
Yeah, it definitely is a lot to handle at times. Being a DS, and I can speak for Adelina, who's our libero. She's a junior, but it is a lot because it starts with us. So if the pass isn't there, then we can't really do much on offense. We take a lot of out of our offense. Like if the pass isn't perfect, then our middles are out of the situation, which is really difficult because both of our middles are very talented and very crucial to our team. So for me, I know I just kind of try to focus right before the serve happens. I just take a deep breath and kind of just focus on getting that ball perfectly to my setter in hopes that we can make something happen.
Mackenzie, I'll challenge you on a little bit of kind of where your skill and where you operate. I mean, 110 kills, 30 blocks, 46 digs. You kind of do a lot of different things in the court. You're a little bit more that utility role.
Yeah.
What's that like? And are there moments in which you kind of feel like, okay, I'm needed here more versus here in an instance on the court? And how do you kind of decide when to play the game? Obviously, you're not going to try to lack on one area and focus on another, but how do you know when to give what you need to give to your team?
Honestly, I just have to be ready for anything at all times. But I feel like my role specifically on this team is a blocker because I'm on the outside for the other team. So I have to be on her shoulder at all times. And if I don't get at least a block touch to slow down the pass, then I'm letting down my passers in the back row because a ball's coming at them really fast. It's harder to dig. So, yeah.
What has been the hardest part kind of growing into your senior role about blocking in particular? Because it's not something that it sounds easier. It's almost like you say block and it's like, yeah, we'll block the ball. But there's a lot more to it. You know, where do you think your game has grown the most in, as far as that goes?
Honestly, I've gotten a lot better about reading where they're about to hit it. So say we're in white defense, so that's our cross-court defense. And then our libero is down the line. So I have learned that when we're in that, I need to block down the line more. I need to stay closer. I need to stay on top of her body, like right in front of her. And then if we're in brown, which is our other defense, I just need to make sure I take away zone six. So that would be where Adelina and Taylor both stand in the back row. Yeah, so just reading their shoulders, really, and reading the off-speed stuff.
All right, I want to get into something fun before we get down to the serious stuff, talking about the liberal matchup tomorrow and as well as what this next weekend means for you. Is it Fun Fridays? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, explain that for anyone who hasn't seen this because my girlfriend, she pointed it out actually. I mean, I'd seen it throughout the week, but or the season, I guess. But the Adam Sandler one, she loved.
Yeah.
The cookout one, I think was, she loved. So explain between you two guys kind of what Fun Friday is. Where was the origin, if there was an origin, and how do you guys come up with some of those ideas?
I think Fun Friday originally started with Coach Bailey when she first started here. It's been happening ever since I was a freshman, and it's basically we just pick a theme. It can be any theme from like neon, Hawaiian, anything you want. And it's just a way to kind of make a Friday practice more fun to end off the week, and it just gets everyone in a good mood. It's a good way to start practice, and it's really fun to see everyone like kind of bring out their personalities a little bit. So,
and this year we've started something different. So the best dressed person gets a prize.
Yeah.
Okay. So it kind of makes people.
And it's unacceptable not to dress up. You will get in trouble if you don't dress up.
Yeah.
So
what was your guys' favorite day so far this year?
I really like the Adam Sandler day.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. Just because I won that day. So yeah.
What were you? What character were you, Taylor, from the Adam Sandler verse?
I don't know. I just looked up some random
one.
I just looked up probably Grown Ups. I don't know.
Okay. Mackenzie, do you remember who you were?
I think I was him from anger management.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right. There's at least some backing. You won and you don't even remember the character?
I just threw on some clothes.
She only won because she put a beard on.
Yeah, I put a beard on.
Okay. Yeah. Did you play the whole practice with the beard on?
No, I took it off. I was going
to
play with it on, but my sweat would have just dripped it off. So.
All right. Well, if you haven't checked that out or you haven't seen that, it is documented every Friday on the Garden City High School volleyball page. It is, it's really fun, and they've done a bunch of different things. Like I said, I think the Adam Sandler one's definitely my favorite one, too. I saw that one, and I was like, okay, they are taking it to the next level. Like, they are really, really going for it here. But let's get into the tough stuff. Let's get into the fun stuff, in a sense, on the court. This matchup with Liberal tomorrow, you know, this is a team you guys have struggled with really all season long. Yeah. They've beat you in three matches. They've outsetted you 6-2. But, Mackenzie, we were talking off the mic before when you guys first came in, and you kind of feel like you guys have at least a better idea coming into tomorrow and how you want to attack. You know, what are some of the things you guys need to do differently tomorrow that you didn't do in the first three games?
We got a lot better about reading the off-speed stuff, but when they start swinging, we aren't ready for it. So our cross-court is completely, like, it's wide open and just ready for them to kill a ball. So we really just need to make sure that we're there to pick up the cross-court stuff, and and setter dumps. They like to dump the ball a lot, especially with their middle also being a setter. We just have to be watching that and get a block on top of them.
How do you defend against the cross court stuff? I don't know, Mackenzie or Taylor might be better suited. I don't know between you two. What do you, Mackenzie or Taylor? Sorry.
With Liberal, it depends. They're very they study us very well, so they definitely know our weaknesses. But they do hit down the line, so we do switch to a defense called white defense. So essentially, we kind of just all shift more cross court, while our libero shifts down the line. So I'm more responsible for, like, technically where the libero would normally be for everything cross court, and my outside, like Piper, would be everything sharp, and while Beanie's, or Adelina.
We had her on Beanie a few weeks ago.
We push her all the way down the line to kind of protect that. The only issue with white is we have a giant hole in the middle of the court, which is, we call it the donut. And they're very smart about placing the ball, and they definitely know our weaknesses. But I think since the last time we played them and the last time we played them, we did a way better job at stopping that and forcing them to swing, because we do play better defense when it does come to harder swings, in my opinion. So if we can just stop both simultaneously and collectively, I think we'll be in good shape.
Well, and adding on to what Taylor said, the faster our offense goes, the harder it is for them to defend. Mm-hmm. So if we all go up at the same time, their middle gets confused, so then they go to the outside when actually I'm the one swinging, and it works in our favor.
I think every time I've talked to Coach Bailey, she's used the word fast or speed or faster your guys' offense in particular every time we talk. And so hopefully we see a great representation of that tomorrow night. That game will be broadcasted live on 99.9 The Rock. So we'll have pre-serve coverage about 5:45 whenever JV finishes up. And then we'll be live for an expected 6 p.m. start, but it could shift back a little bit depending on what happens in that JV match. It'll be the first best of 5-2. Does that change things a little bit for you guys? Because it's I think you guys have only played them in three setters up to this point. So what is the five set? Does that change your kind of way you want to come into it a little bit?
We just need to have a better start. The faster we beat them, the faster we get done with it. So that's kind of how we look at it. And it'd just be nice to finally have a win under our belt against Liberal. So
yeah, and I think when it comes down to best of 3 of 5, it, for me at least, or the way I see it, it's difficult seeing the same team over and over again. Like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Yeah. Especially when you take them all the way to five sets. But with a team like Liberal, I think best 3 out of 5 is definitely to our advantage. So I think tomorrow will be successful.
Yeah.
Well, we sure hope so, and we're going to be following closely. Obviously, we'll have all the coverage, some highlights after the game as well. And even if it doesn't go successful, you get to play them on Saturday again.
Yeah.
How about
that?
Saturday, you get to play a big group once again on Saturday. I think it's you guys, Dodge City, Great Bend, Hayes, and Liberal.
Yeah,
at Liberal. So that'll be the last quad meet for you guys. Finally, you guys will be done with the on top of each other until you get to go to Substate. And then, but there's still a lot on the line. Obviously, we talked about two games back of the fourth spot. Send us out with a message leading in through this week. Like, what do you guys want to accomplish? I know there's goals on the table, but ultimately, what do you guys want to accomplish?
I think our biggest goal for this week is to bring home the WAC championship. It was definitely a tough loss last year, but I have high hopes for our team, and that's definitely one thing we've talked about every single game, every single huddle, every single practice. It's just something we are really hungry for collectively. So that's definitely our huge goal for this week, is to bring home that WAC championship where it belongs.
Anything else, Mackenzie? Is that well said?
I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
And then I would also add to that, secure our spot so we can host Substate.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That would be excellent on the mileage. I'm sure you guys would enjoy sleeping in
your beds
the night
before.
That'd
be amazing. Yes.
Yeah, that would really change how that would look. And that would be potentially next Saturday,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It wouldn't start Friday, it'd be Saturday exclusively. So we will pay close attention to that, potentially be a part of that if that is here. If not, unfortunately, we will not be able to cover. But when you guys make it to state, we'll be there. So
yes.
Don't worry about that.
Yes. Yes,
as far as that goes. So, well, ladies, we appreciate the time tonight. Thanks so much for coming on. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow. And it'll be exciting to see what you guys are capable of. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Mackenzie Lucas and Taylor Mesa, two of the seniors from the Garden City High School volleyball team.